From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Well, the new school year in Eureka will start with a full distance learning format before meeting in mid-September to reevaluate, according to the Board of Trustees. The board, in a 3-1 vote, decided to start the year without students in classrooms due to safety concerns amid the coronavirus pandemic. According to details of the deal, the district will start the year on remote instruction, though struggling students will be allowed some face-to-face contact in small, socially distanced groups. A board member saying they worked to balance student and staff safety with the learning needs of students. The new school year starts August 24th. The plan will be discussed at the school board's meeting on September 15th. Well, the Red Salmon Complex burning in the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest is 1,876 acres now and 0% contained. Fire behavior on the red fire has been backing in all directions at a moderate rate of spread. Crews Sunday focused on reinforcing and building control lines on both fires, utilizing minimum impact suppression tactics in the wilderness. The red fire, 1,251 acres, 0% contained. Crews did make access into the Lub Trail continuing line reinforcement, as well as firing operations to strengthen the control line. Meantime, the salmon fire is 625 acres. It is 0% contained. Well, Curry County Public Health getting notification from Curry General Hospital of two verified confirmed cases of COVID-19. The two are non-residents traveling from outside of the area with other family members. Both who tested positive are from the same household, and they are self-isolating with their family members and monitoring symptoms as well. A fourth-generation firefighter with strong ties to Humboldt County, sworn in as Assistant State Fire Marshal Wendy Collins, assuming her new position in Sacramento after serving since March 2017 as Assistant Deputy Director for the State Fire Training, Co-Development, and Analysis and Fire and Life Safety Divisions. She tells the Eureka Times-Standard, "My plan is to continue the work of the people before me in streamlining processes, balancing budgets, and paving the way for the boots-on-the-ground staff." City of Arcata timber harvest operations will take place in the community forest during this month. The city's contracted with licensed timber operator Diamond R. Ranch for the project. And for safety purposes, all community forest visitors are urged to comply with all trail closures and detour signs as the harvest is active. A posted trail and road closures will be effective from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, and recreational users have to take alternate routes. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.